Do we have the same power to forgive others as Jesus does? Now, with one exception, the sins in our souls, that's only for Him to forgive. But still, can we forgive those who trespass against us? I heard that somewhere. In the same way as He does. Guess what? We can. The real question is can we forgive the same way Jesus does? Now, we all know the power of His mercy. After all, Deus caritas est. God is love. And there are many acts of love, and the ultimate act is hanging right before us. This symbol of our faith, the crucifix, is an act of love. Sacrifice, mercy, and forgiveness. When I do marriage preparation for young couples, the cross, the crucifix, is always in our conversations, because that is the symbol of your love for each other. Sacrifice, mercy, and forgiveness. So again, I ask, can we forgive the same way of Jesus, to the depth of His love? Now, I know faithful, devout Christians who try to live their holy lives say, if this ever happens, I could never forgive. What? So, evil and vengeance still lurks in your hearts? What's up with that? Yes, there is much horror and evil in the world, and the greatest evil that man ever committed is that we killed the God-man. It's called deicide. But yet, in the face of that evil, what does He say? Forgive them, Father, they know not what they do. I usually don't like to read articles or long passages for my homilies, but this particular story is very poignant. This is from the Christian Science Monitor, October 2006. A shooter entered a one-room Amish school in Nickel Mines, Pennsylvania, dismissed all but 10 girls, and fired them at them execution style, killing 5 before shooting himself. Within hours, the Amish community forgave the killer and his family. News of the instant forgiveness stunned the outside world almost as much as the incident itself did. Many pundits lauded the Amish, but others worried that hasty forgiveness was emotionally unhealthy. In dozens of interviews with Amish people since the tragedy, I, the article's author, discovered that the Amish approach to forgiveness is indeed quick and unconventional, but also inspirational to the rest of us. Members of the Amish community began offering words and hugs of forgiveness when the blood was barely dry on the schoolhouse floor. A grandmother laughed when asked if forgiveness was orchestrated. You mean some people actually thought we had a meeting to plan forgiveness? She said. As the father of a slain daughter explained, our forgiveness was just not words, it is what we did. Members of the community visited the gunman's widow at her home with food and flowers and hugged members of his family. There were few words, but it was primarily their hugs, gifts, and mere presence, acts of grace, that communicated Amish forgiveness. Of the 75 people at the killer's burial, about half were Amish, including parents who had buried their own children a day or so before. Amish people also contributed to a fund for the shooter's family. For most people, a decision to forgive comes, if ever, at the end of a long emotional journey that may stretch over months, if not years. The Amish invert the process. Their religious tradition predisposes them to forgive even before an injustice occurs. Amish faith is grounded in the teachings of Jesus to love enemies, reject revenge, and leave vengeance in the hands of God. As a father who lost a daughter in the schoolhouse said, "Forgiveness means giving up the right to revenge." I do not know a more powerful example of living the life of Christ than this. And many pundits lauded the Amish, but others worried that hasty forgiveness was emotionally unhealthy. Emotionally unhealthy. What kind of gobbledygook is that? It is emotionally and spiritually unhealthy not to forgive. How many of us have planned vengeance in our hearts for some wrong done to us? You know, there's an entire industry, an entire profession dedicated to seek justice for just causes. But how often is it used for vengeance? I'm going to sue you for every last penny that you have. The person who says that, the person who does not forgive, does not know how to live the life of Christ. Can we forgive the same way the Amish did? Can we forgive the same way as Jesus? Today's gospel is the all too familiar parable of the prodigal son, which for me is a very difficult passage to preach about, because over the years I've preached about the son and his life of dissipation. I've preached about the ungrateful elder brother, who, by the way, also took his portion of the share of the inheritance, which means he also wanted his father dead. The father who hikes up his tunic so he can run to meet his son, and no self-respecting man in those times would expose his legs. You know, that would be scandalous. The ultimate point of the parable is the father's unconditional love and the forgiveness he bestows on his wayward son. You see, the son knew the depth of his father's love. He knew he could be forgiven. That is why he came to his senses and returned home. Now, the analogy is crystal clear, so I should not have to explain this to you. Another point that could be made is not to presuppose mercy, not to presuppose God's mercy. If I do this, he'll forgive me anyways. You know, that kind of invalidates your contrition, because you're not really sorry for the sins you were about to commit. Because remember, when we walk out of that room over there, you know, in our hearts, we have to have a firm resolve not to sin again. Guess what? We do it anyways. Because why? You know, we're human. We're all sinners. We're going to stumble and fall again. But our intent is not to be sin again, not to presuppose mercy. We are the wayward children, and the Father infinitely loves us. Jesus, as God, manifests that reality by that love, of that love, by his redeeming act. We see that on the cross, and that is how much he loves us. And that is how we are to live our lives. So again, can we forgive the same way as Jesus? Can we sacrifice the same way as Jesus? Now, the Amish understand this. And that's how they live their lives. We must forgive as He forgives. We must love as He loves. And yes, it can be painful. There it is. That's why. That's why we don't want to forgive. That's why we don't want to love, because it can be painful. Welcome to the human condition. But He shows us the way, and that is what we have to do.